from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's really here to help. You know, it's the weather, whether the weather's changing, the rain, you know, whether it's rain, wind, Mr. Light Breeze. I'm like a light warm breeze sometimes. That's here to ease your bedtime, you know, whatever it is. I'm here to, you know, bring you some bed with, along with jokes full of cheese. I think I've said that before on the intro. They got that going for me. But you know what else I got going for me? I'm here to help you, put you to sleep. It's time for Sleep With Me podcast that puts you to sleep. And here's the ways we're able to keep this podcast free for everybody. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it can be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Luxe, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Luxe Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix Sleep Quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Luxe. I love my Helix Dusk Luxe. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Luxe, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear, particularly if you fall asleep fast. And that's why we start to show off kind of fast and a little bit more faster paced so we could keep it free for everybody. And I wanted to thank Leslie, who supported Native, Deborah, who got a four sigmatic order in, and then Tom L., who got some new bedding from Brooklyn. And you can find this week's sponsors in the show notes and all of our sponsors at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. If you support a sponsor, tag them in social media or email them. Let them know how you found out about them. And I'll try to thank you on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Like, just like I said, thanks to Leslie, Deborah, and Tom. That is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bart, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Posty poster song.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes.
Carl W. the Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, runner, runner. Eric and the team at Astounder on the website.
I am the Mystery Bart.
I do the Lullaby Zone.
I'm making a podcast
about writing songs.
It's called As It Happens.
Song a day.
And you can find it.
Just search for it.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Nine Fail Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. And remember, this holiday season, spread the word about podcasts. Any podcasts in particular. Show your family, show your friends, show your coworkers on their device. Show them where their podcast app is. Tell them about some podcasts to check out. Show them how to subscribe. It's the one thing that can make everybody happy. Or, you know, give you something to talk about that's a pleasant podcast. They are what's pleasant most of the time. Generally, anyway, what do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's, you know, thoughts you're thinking about, thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or schedule, weather. Whatever's keeping you up, it could be whatever it is. I don't know. You know, I don't know what it is, but it's important to me to help. And so what I'm going to do, or what I propose to do, is send my voice across. Is that how it goes? Are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep? Something. I don't know. I usually don't get mixed up in these new. Well, actually, I do. I see like 40% of the intros I get mixed up soon. Within the first four minutes, and then the other 70% I get, mixed up at some other point. But whatever's keeping me awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. I think that's the correct way to do the intro, or the normal way. If you're new, normal's used really loosely. Around these parts, I use normal. I just bandy it about, because, I believe... I don't know if that's much. Yeah, I guess usually we empower words. I'd like to cut down on my use of the word normal, because you know what? I'm proud. I'm not a normal person. This isn't a normal podcast. And that's a nice thing to be. This isn't going as usual. There we go. We got another word subbed right in there. And whatever's keeping me awake, I'd like to take your mind off that. What I'm going to do. Slow it down a little is what I'm going to do, because I got this safe place set aside here. Plenty of room. It's virtual. It's physical. It's palpable. And it's here for you. And how I do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. Oh boy, am I going to go off? I mean, you just saw what happened there. Superfluous tangents, other stuff, a lot of words, filler words. I don't know if I've used this as, I don't know if this is an analogy, one. But two, I guess I wouldn't do this because it wouldn't be rude, but it would be something like that where, but if I had a full service station, like, so let's say instead of this podcast, I mean, the podcast is a bit of a full service station. Oh, when I say full service station, I mean like a gas or petrol station or servo. Or, you know, if you call it something else, let me know. I'm always looking for my words for places. But so if it was a full service station, which, okay, I mean, wow, we're off topic early here, which is good because I'm here to help you fall asleep. So in the U.S. where I live, once upon a time, so you go to get your gas, they call it a gas station here. And mostly you do it yourself, which makes sense. But there was a time, I think like when I was born was right around the time when people like where they had full service or self-service gas stations. Full service meant they pumped the gas for you so you never get out of your car. I mean, you would think that they never went away because people, I mean, anybody under whatever, you know, you might be saying, what are you kidding me? I would love that. What if could they just come to the house and fill it up? And I'd say, well, for the price they charge, they probably should. But those were called full-service stations. Now I forgot what I was even doing this analogy about. And then self-service stations would be ones where you pump it yourself. But you, so, and then in New Jersey and Oregon, or Oregon, I don't know if there's any other states in the U.S., but those two, you can't pump your own gas. I'm sure that's an interesting tale about why. That maybe that could be an episode one day. But but it was the thing that was always in movies or TV shows is where you'd pull into a full service gas station and you would say, fill her up, which just meant, you know, this is pretty accurate. You say, fill up my gas tank, please. I just said all that to just say if this podcast was a gas station or a petrol station or a servo, you'd say fill her up with filler words. So if you're new, oh boy, I'm glad you're here. So this is a podcast to keep you company as you fall asleep. It's silly. It's a little bit pointless in a good way. And as I said, it's not exactly normal. It's a little bit weird, and that's a good thing. It's a little bit different. So if you're having if it's mismatching your expectations right now, that's cool. I mean, that's pretty strange anyway to have something where someone's going to tell you a bedtime story for grown-ups. So if you're skeptical or something, it makes total sense. So let me tell you a couple other things. So the show starts off with business, and the reason we start off with business is it takes a lot of resources to put this podcast out, believe it or not, if you're new. And that helps it keep it free as opposed to like a paid service behind a paywall for everybody that's able to download it. Then there's an intro. This is another place where it's mismatched on expectations. The intro is a bit long. It's just right. It's filled up with filler words because... So it's like usually around 12 to 18 minutes of me just talking about the podcast, seemingly, particularly if you're new. But the whole idea of the intro is that it's part of your wind down routine, or it would become one if you become a regular customer at the old filler words by servo. That was like, I don't know. I just always think of Tom Servo. Yeah. So what was I saying? So the intro might seem like, oh, you're never getting to the point. When is the story going to start? Or those kinds of things. I totally understand if you're feeling that way. But the idea of the intro is that I ease you into bedtime, either as you're getting ready for bed or as you're in bed getting comfortable with something that kind of feels like a safe place, something that's a little bit friendly and familiar but different every time. What's familiar or what's the same every time is that, and then again, and I'm not super competent at getting to the point, I don't know the beginning of analogy from my analogies, you know what I'm saying? Okay, too far, I guess, for people that can spell. But so I was just like, that's just my brain just told me to do that. I said, well, I don't know my rear. And they said, did you just realize that analogy? And I said, no, don't. And so sorry about that. But I guess I'm not sorry, because it's like just I meant to say, I was hoping that analogy started with an A two and two S's, but it doesn't. Okay, stop talking. You're right. So the intro is just a long-winded, friendly explanation of the podcast. As you get ready for better, as you're getting ready for it, as you start to listen, you may realize like 2 or 3% of listeners, they just skip the intros. They go to 18 or 20 minutes and start playing the podcast there. Or people that support the show on Patreon, some people listen to just the story-only versions of the show. But the majority of listeners, they either like to listen as they're getting ready for bed or as they're in bed. So that's the intro. Almost took the whole intro to explain to get to that point. Then there'll be some business. Then there's a story. Tonight, I think it'll be something related to the holiday season. And then there's some dankies at the end. So that's the structure of the show. The podcast is more here to keep you company as you fall asleep than for you to listen to it. It's like kind of like you kind of listen to the show as you fall asleep. And, it, you know, instead of whatever's like to distract you from your thoughts. I mean, I guess it's that simple, but in a friendly, fun way. And you say, well, this isn't half bad. I don't know if Scooch really knows what he's talking about, but he's definitely talking. And they'd say, wow, you sound like a regular listener already. I'm glad you're here. If I had a gold star, I would definitely put it on you. So this podcast, you don't really need to listen to. There's also, in a paradoxical way, no pressure to fall asleep. The shows are about an hour to give you plenty of space to drift off at your leisure. And if you can't sleep, believe me, I know, I've heard from you they can't sleep. I'm here till the very end to keep you company, too. And somehow that works in conjunction. As long as I'm here to keep everybody company, you're either asleep or at least you feel less alone. Like you have your boar bud here. Because I've been there in both those situations and the other, you know, the other, like the one where I don't have a sleep podcast and I'm tossing and turning. So, and think, you know, thinking and stuff. So that's like, so no pressure to listen, no pressure to fall asleep. The shows are about an hour. If you need more, if you listen all night, you could queue them up. You know, if you become a regular listener and you listen all night, you might prefer the stuff on Patreon because it's just more geared towards that kind of consumption. But that's the structure of the show. That's the thing. I make the show because I do truly believe you do deserve a good night's sleep, that the world would be a better place, your personal world, the people you come in contact with, your own internal life, all that'll be a little bit better if you get the rest you need, right? Or if you could just, you know, if you just a little bit of rest and a little bit of respite. And I think that it generally would be good for everybody out there. And I don't know. I mean, for me, it's like, that's what I strive. In a perfect world, this would be a magical podcast that would put everybody to sleep whenever they need it for as long as they need and make people feel like bedtime is something they can look forward to because they have something nice waiting for them, their boar bud, you know, a nice, safe, barely entertaining, safe, you know, place to go to. So that's what I strive to. So usually, you know, when you strive for something, you don't quite get there. And so when I don't quite get there, at least I'm here, you know, to be kind of keep you company. So that's it. I think that's everything. I say, even though we went off topic early, I think that's pretty bedtime structure. Shows are about an hour. Yeah, I'm glad you're here. I really work very hard. I yearn and I strive because I want to help you fall asleep. I appreciate you coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep this podcast free for everybody. Thanks. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, hey everybody, it's time for a holiday episode of Tale of the Tape, and this will be another one where I say, oh boy, how do I not remember this stuff so well? Yeah, because, so I'm going to cover, oh boy, what is even the name of this? Here's the thing, did I already do this once? I'm not sure. So I'm going to do what I believe is the Rankin and Bass special, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I'll try to remember it. We'll see how long that takes. Maybe it'll bring up other, it definitely bring up other holiday specials that I try to, you know, I mean, I think it's an hour long. It might even be an hour and a half. I don't know. With commercials, it may be 2 hours or it could be 30 minutes. I have no idea. It is a special that it used to, like, it has a special place in my heart because it's, what is that? Is it Claymation? Well, here's a good question. It doesn't look like clay to me. Now, that doesn't mean anything. But I'm pretty sure it's a stop-motion animation. And I'm pretty sure that there's two different ones that I'm... then I say, okay, well, this isn't the one with that other thing. So maybe we should run through those things. But then what would we be... But that's fine. So, okay, so yeah, let's run through... Okay, so this is a holiday special. And it, I don't know, I think it existed before I was born, but it would still be on TV regularly every year, free broadcast TV. Now it's probably on one of those cable channels that plays, that has all the specials. I think it once was, there was like a family channel. I don't think the channel was particularly friendly to families, but maybe then it became a regular family channel. I don't know. What's a regular family anyway? So, and I know I've seen it, I can't remember the last year. I don't think I have a holiday special FOMO, but I do have that, whatever the opposite of that is. Well, not the opposite, you know, now I'm experiencing something like the combination of forgetfulness and regret, which does sound like forget. Is that what forget really means? I regret forgetting. I forget, but a lot of times the things I forget, I don't regret. Have we met? When did this become a Seuss? Where was I? So once upon a time, or on a regular basis, there's a holiday special called, I think, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It may feature the work, the music of Burl Ives, but it may not. It does have stop-motion animation, which I can tell you, if you haven't seen this special or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, or there's like another special, that there's like two other ones, one of which is, I've like recorded it on the DVR. Now, I don't have a DVR, but the cloud still does that for me. Because I use one of the alternative TV sources. I guess I could publicly say that I use YouTube TV, and I've been pleased with it for a few years. previously I recommended PlayStation View something, but then that one is going to go, I think it's going bye-bye. So anyway, that's probably how I'll watch it this year. But one of the issues is I never remember. So I have like a lot of holiday special regret. I probably talked about this before. In cookie cooking regrets, where I say, this year, me and my daughter are going to make cookies and watch specials. And then around January 8th, I realized the holidays have passed and we were so busy with stuff that, somebody once said, life happens when you're making, I don't know, there's a reason why we all forget. That's why I think life happens while we make other plans. Is that what they say? That was a walrus that said that, right? Maybe. Okay, so once upon a time, there was a holiday special called Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It was a stop-motion animation special. I've watched it a lot of times. I probably watched it at least once in the past 5 years. And because I think I'm like have slightly less exposure to it, I rank it higher. I don't have an official ranking of holiday specials, but I've probably seen one or two too many times. Though in the past 10, though as long as I've had a child, I don't know if I've overwatched any of them. But if you're saying, Scoots, what's stop motion animation? What's this Rankin and Bass? What is this? If you've seen the movie Elf with Will Ferrell, made by Jon Favreau, that movie starts off, or maybe it ends. I think it starts off, Bob Newhart, of course, a great influence of this podcast, subconsciously mostly, but clearly without Bob, I wouldn't have a podcast for sure. Or I wouldn't have personality. It's true, funny sometimes. So that movie starts off with a stop motion animation sequence inspired and kind of, I guess as an homage, we could say, to these Rankin and Bass specials. So I haven't read any interviews with Favreau. Oh, sorry, Mr. Favreau. But that's my daughter's favorite person in the Avengers movies and the Spider-Man movies, by the way. And it's funny that we'll be covering another. Anyway, so not important. So where were we? Lost, right at the right time, we're lost in the winter snow. So this special is a stop-motion animation special. It's up there. Oh, I was going to try to give my rankings. This probably would like make people feel excluded, though. So just give some movies specials that I think are I don't appreciate enough because I don't remember which one's which. So Rudolph is like a good one. It's quality, and that's the tale of that's Rudolph the Red-Nosed. But it was before they were making backstory movies. So that was a backstory special. Before there was prequels, there was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which was a prequel, I think, to the song, I guess it kind of goes with the song. So maybe the song was a prequel. So it was a reboot of the song. I don't know. So Rudolph is a quality holiday special. I've just watched it a lot of times. So I'm not in a hurry. I like to forget it. And then I say, oh, wow, I forgot about that part. I love that kid dentist or whatever, and that dude with the mountain 49er dude and that penguin. So Rudolph's I wouldn't say a glory special because I don't want to it's just a good special I've seen a lot of times. Then there's Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which I'd say is the other big stop motion animation special. But then there's another one with the Heat Miser, and I always get, I say, is that Santa Claus? No, that's not. Is that the tale? It's like about Jack Frost or something. I'm not even kidding. I have no idea. But there's that one. Then there's one that has Baby New Year in it or something. And I don't know, some interesting mythology. I've never watched that one when I've had full, clear-headedness. And I don't know what that's called. Santa actually gets to the roots of solstice holidays. Santa and the winter solstice or something it might be called, where like Santa discovers the truth of the winter solstice and the true meaning of holiday season. I'm only partially kidding. I guess the heat miser isn't that. Who's at the start? Maybe the heat miser's like Rudolph and somebody else save Christmas. Because it's definitely not Jack Frost, because it's like the heat miser and the cold miser or something, right? But yeah, I don't know what movie that is. I'm sure you'll let me know. I'll probably look it up anyway. But that's a separate movie. Though a lot of times they say, does that all happen in this movie? It doesn't. So this is a separate movie. It's called, again, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Really is, as far as I was as concerned as a kid, the factual retelling of the backstory of Santa Claus. Because I don't really know really much more about, I don't know what other specials were telling the backstory. Santa Claus was not when I was a kid. Also, yeah, I probably say Santa Claus funny because I grew up, you know, that's just my accent. Like, because I know Sandy Claus is something else, and Roberta Claus is who I currently, part of my holiday belief system. So essentially, this movie tells the tale of, and again, no one's going to get credit here, because I'd say maybe the music's from Burl Ives, maybe Burl Ives does the voice of Santa Claus. No, I'm not sure about that, though. Because I think, you know, I know who does The Grinch is Boris Karloff, and is who I remember. That's The Grinch, right? Maybe. Hopefully this year, when you're hearing this, I'll be meeting The Grinch, but I'm not positive on that one. Talk about it. So, okay, let's get into the plot. I guess I'm trying to buy time because I was hoping my brain would remember some of the plot or that other movie. The year Rudolph saved Christmas. The Christmas, that might be another special. I don't know. That one's a pretty good one. I wish I remembered more about it. And even though I did a special, I probably had watched it when I did the special like 4 or 5 years ago about the heat miser. So this one, I think it starts off with the kids not believing in Santa Claus. That's usually a pretty standard beginning of these kind of movies. So I don't want to say it's tropey because they might have invented the trope. And if you say, Scoots, what year do you think this movie was first made? Oh, it's a special. Yeah, I would say probably wasn't 1930. So it could have been 1930, 1950, or 1970. Though in the 80s, it was ubiquitous. And then I'm not sure about the 90s. My 90s and aught kids should weigh in. I love hearing from you. You say, well, this is, you know, how else would we know the importance of Sandlot? Or, you know, the great Sandlot, Bad News, you know, those kind of things. It's important to know, you know, where you are. Your cultural backstory is important, too. Though this is more like the sugar version of those things. Okay, so I think the movie starts off with, like, this is how I'm imagining it starts off. There's a couple of kids, and they say, aw, shucks, because this was maybe in the 50s when this was made. They say, aw, shucks, I don't believe in Santa. Somebody threw a snowball at me, and then maybe, no, I guess I'm picturing the girl from Frosty. She goes up to another kid and says, why are you so down? And he says, aw, shucks, I was, you know, I read a poem I made to Santa Claus in class today. And then all the kids, you know, laughed and made me down. And she says, well, you believe in Santa Claus too? And then the kid says, not anymore. And then Santa Claus just happened to be standing there, you know, like regular, you know, undercover clothes, like muggle. I know this isn't what happened, but let me just try to reassemble my brain, you know. And then Santa Claus says, you know, ho, 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 I know a little bit about that magic in that old tin hat they found. And they say, what are you talking about? What are you doing? And they say, oh, well, did you know Santa Claus's real name is Kris Kringle? maybe the kids are doing a report. None of this happened, but I don't remember how it started. So I'm just trying to brainstorm out loud. So something like that. So then Santa starts telling his story, or Kris Kringle, the tale of, because they say, well, okay, that's not, I think then the kids go through a litany of lists, as I love to do on this podcast. Well, Santa doesn't go down chimneys, never happened, doesn't have reindeer that fly, doesn't bring kids presents, or why in the heck would he? And so Santa's got an answer for all that. Like say, well, there's all this added. There's a reason for all those traditions. They're not just for fun. And maybe this was a 50s movie, because it kind of has a post, like, it has a 50s feel to it, but I'm not sure. So then what happens is that there's some sort of oblique reference Santa's born. But I don't remember that part. Then there's some sort of event, and Santa ends up at this village full of elves as a baby. And I can't imagine how they navigated that. Must have been magic, of course, but... Because even in Frozen, right, you say, okay, I'm looking forward to Frozen 2. Probably by the time you're hearing this, it'll be out. You say, well, how'd that baby get into, a village full of elves? Now, at this point, the elves were not toy makers, I don't believe. They were living in a forest village. They were very nice and kind. I think they practiced some sort of community-based living. Not that they lived on a commune, but it seemed like they shared resources in those things. I think they had kind of a basic belief system in kindness and that kind of stuff. And so this baby, human baby, was delivered to them, and they cared for the baby. And I think somewhere in there it said his name was Kris Kringle. Like maybe there was like one of those baby cards that comes with babies, right? So that's the beginning of the story, where he says, oh, yes, once upon a time, Santa was just a baby, just like you and you and you. Probably touches their noses, which probably shouldn't do, even if you're Santa Claus. So then he says, oh, yeah, live with the elves is pretty darn great. And they had to make clothes for me because they were different, as I grew. Just similar to the movie Elf in reverse. I didn't even think about that. Holy cow, how did I not realize that? I am a full-grown adult. But so just like the plot of Elf, but in reverse, just a little bit more condensed in the special. Is it the same? Because he's a human living with elves. Wait, it's not reversed. Has there been a movie where an elf had to live with humans? I guess in Elf that kind of happens too. So, man, it's a good thing that this is a sleep podcast, right? And that Coleridge's retelling of the great holiday specials. So he's growing up. He's different. He says he starts wearing red pajamas. I think that's the only thing they can make him or something. And at some point he realizes he's a little bit different, and he says, I think I'd like to meet some humans one day. And they say, okay, well, it's probably going to be not easy for you. Also, I think to support their community, they do some sort of production and trade, for goods they can't produce themselves because they live in a wintry region in the forest. And I think Kris starts to do that. And eventually he decides, okay, well, they say, well, there's a couple of things. One, there's this ice wizard that lives in the woods, doesn't like people at all. And so that's one thing you should know. Two, we just don't know a lot about these humans to begin with. So... that's probably not a good idea either. And Kris says, well, And plus, he's like a teen, a teen. Like he's like, hey, like you know, I got all these feelings, and I have yearnings to be, you know, among other humans. And they say, well, okay, well, but maybe you should get out of here then. Maybe you should go on this adventure. And maybe I thought there was some sort of like maybe he wasn't leaving forever, so. I don't know if they were actual toy makers. This is where I get mixed up because of my memory. So the next couple of things happen in, I don't know what order they happen in. So let's try to play it out. So the two next two things is like Chris meets a school teacher and Chris meets the ice wizard. And I realize if you're a super fan of this movie, it can't be easy for you listening. So I'm going to try to keep it going slower and slower because you probably know the name of the wizard and everything like that. So, you know, you have my sympathy. But there's also plenty. I got 299 other episodes ready to go for you. So let's see. What would make more sense? Because the only things I know is like eventually he goes to the town and leaves and comes back. I think he also makes a couple other sidekicks. Like maybe there's a penguin in this movie and not in the like Rudolph movie, or maybe there's a penguin in both of them, or some sort of other woodland creatures. So let's just say Chris goes out, makes friends with the woodland creatures, which was nice. Then he meets, like, a woman, a school teacher who's, I don't know, I guess she's like a nature lover. She's out on a hike, and I think that's it. Like, he comes across her, he says, hey, I've never met another human before. And he has dulcet tones, both when he's singing and speaking. And so she says, wow, hey, like, and he says, hey, and she says, yeah, I'm just hiking. And he says, oh, interesting. And then he just goes to town first. And he gets to this town, and it's, like, very dreary. And I don't know if this is the same plot as, like, Bedknobs and Broomsticks or something, because I haven't seen that movie in a long time. But I have this deep down sense that the plots are similar. I'll have to rewatch that movie soon. Or Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Maybe, I don't know. Is it like one of those movies, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang or Bread? First of all, it's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Bang and Bread Knobs and Broomsticks. It's been like 6 years since I talked about that. I still called it Bread Knobs and Boomsticks by accident. What's it called? Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, right? So I don't know if those are, the same plot. All three of those movies share a similar plot or not, but, those are all like older children's movies. So I don't know. He goes to this dreary town. Basically everybody shuns a stranger, not a welcoming town, a lot of isolation, a lot of frowns. A lot of unhappy kids, and he says, what is going on with this town? Like, because the elves are full of joy, I think, and song and play. So he, again, shares with the movie Elves. I guess there's a reason it was super successful. So then he says, what's going on in this town? Why isn't anybody? And finally, he meets a couple of kids, and he says, why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you having any fun? And they say, well, fun's banned in their town. And he says, why don't you have any toys? And they say, well, we don't like toys. He says, like elves, we play with toys all the time. And they say, not in our town. No toys allowed. And he says, holy mackerel, this is not good. This is not what I'm into. And they say, it's a bummer. Now, maybe he was, like, originally carrying some toys. Maybe that was his original, like, trade mission. But I think So I don't know what happens next, but what I presume happens is he gives the kids a couple of toys. And maybe he only has a couple. So he meets the two kids, which are also projections of the kids that Santa Claus is talking to in the present day. And he gives the kids like whatever, a train and a ball or something, or a yo-yo, or maybe a doll. Maybe a train and a doll or a bear. Also, maybe he meets the teacher again, and she says, "What are you doing giving these kids toys?" And then he sings her a song. There's definitely a musical in this, though I don't remember any of the songs up until this point. But I think at this point there's a musical number. I don't know if this is the first time or the second time they met. Maybe this is still the first time. I mean, it definitely has that "have we met before" vibe. Because first she says, you know, you can't, everybody's going to get in trouble. Toys are outlawed. He says, what kind of place outlaws toys? And she says, this place that we currently live in. And, you know, we don't have the luxury of living somewhere else, so we abide by the rules. And he says, well, I'm in a red suit and I do whatever I want. And she says, well, the world's just not that simple, Chris. And he says, it is as simple as this toy you've always wished for. So he gives her a toy, which solidifies kind of their potential for romantic involvement. She says, oh, it softens her heart a little bit, I guess. And then I think at some point Chris goes, so there's the town is controlled by somebody very familiar. His name's Burgermeister Meisterburger. And he's like a bit of a dictator. And just to take the tater out, too. And he hates toys. Then he trips on the kid's train. I may be getting the events mixed up. And again, he rebands, he collects all the toys. They destroy all the toys. But at some point, before the Burgermeister, the Burgermeister keeps, accelerating the banning of toys and the strictness around that. And Kris Kringle, he starts to fall into the other side of it, of like going in to back to the elves to get more toys. Now, at some point, again, he has some sort of forest friends. I can't remember which ones. I think he sings to all of them, and they like to hear him sing. So I don't think he sings Winter Wonderland, but he's definitely walking in a Winter Wonderland. And so the forest friends like him. But at some point, when he's going back and forth with these toys, could have been the first trip, could have been this trip that I'm talking about. He goes back to, he keeps going back to his elven people, and he says, keep making these toys. There's kids out there that need them, and they don't have joy like we do, or something, you know, something to play with and enjoy, take you out of your head, put you in the present moment. That's pleasurable and fun. And the elves say, how terrible. So he starts to head back, or he's on a trip back when he encounters this wizard. And the wizard lives in a place called, like, the Frozen Forest, you know, something like that. They say, maybe it was on his first trip, they said, whatever you do, don't go there, because the Frozen Forest is where the Ice Wizard or whatever lives. And I don't know if Paul Frees, I want to say that, I don't know why this is popping in my head, but I want to say Paul Frees is, you know what, just another thing I just realized is that maybe this is narrated like from the North Pole by Santa Claus. So I don't know about that, because now I'm picturing like Santa Claus in like a formal, like some sort of, dress gear, not like with a beard, kind of undercover talking to kids. So basically the same thing as I said before. But I do think this wizard, like, that was what blew my mind, is that Paul Frees plays a wizard. Just a famous voice actor, that's why. but I'm not positive about that. So he encounters this wizard who at first is foreboding, which, again, this is like where it's like these specials kind of share kind of where it's like that the snow person in Rudolph. So you say, well, I've seen this before. I mean, just because I'm 4 years old doesn't mean, you know, I got to think, you know what I mean? But, you know, who am I? You know, I make it. But so it's basically what happens is, and there's really good singing. I think the wizard has like one or two good numbers. Because what happens is his heart is frozen. And whatever Kris Kringle does, which I think is gives him a teddy bear, melts his heart. And then everything melts where it was like really frozen. Like the Winter Wizard, maybe that's what his name is too. And basically everything gets melted. He becomes much nicer, still has magic, but he says, geez, my magic's not working so hot or something like that. And maybe even that's why he was so grouchy, or maybe his original magic was, you know, fueled by his, you know, ice cold heart. So then he says, well, I don't have any much more magic left. So that's a kind of tale about, feeling, being, you know, in a grouchy, frozen mood, and then kind of saying, well, I just feel a little bit irrelevant. But they get along great, so they become friends, and then at some point, Kris confides in the wizard again and says, hey, there's this Burgermeister Meisterburger who runs the town. He's a rich guy. He's got whatever those hangers on. Yes, people. He's a splainer. Doesn't like toys. I'm going to keep bringing these kids the toys. And the wizard says, well, count me in. I'll try to help, basically. So Kris ups the game at some point. And then the teacher and the wizard meet it too, I think. Or maybe not. Maybe they don't meet till later. But she is aware of the wizard, and the wizard is probably aware of her. So then Kris ups his game. He says, I'm going to keep bringing toys. And then basically the Burgermeister finds out about Kris and says, you know, have you seen this redheaded person dressed in a red suit or something? So that's why I think that's why he grows his beard, because his beard just confuses everybody. Because before that, he was clean-shaven. So then he goes undercover with his beard. He's hiding out. He's bringing toys. And the Burgermeister's getting more and more strict. And I think he, like, basically, I think Kris turns himself in, or he gets caught. And the teacher, maybe not. Maybe the teacher doesn't get caught. But Kris says, you know, don't bother the kids. You know, it's me who's done the wrong. I was encouraging everybody. And I'll take responsibility for that. But this is just wrong, because kids deserve toys. And I think, man, like, what if this was still the way that also the toys were free? I mean, I don't think the Burgermeister was thinking clearly either. So he probably needed some better advisors to say, you know, these toys, why would we just get rid of them? Also, I think there is like a secret desire for the Burgermeister to play with toys. I think he likes like wooden ducks, or maybe that's what he slips on. So he gets injured. That's when he goes over the top. Kris is busted. Now, I don't know why there was a ticking clock on this, but at some point there becomes a ticking clock. Like, maybe, I can't imagine for a kid's special, it'd be like the ticking clock you'd expect, where if Kris is busted and the clock's ticking, you know, but basically it becomes a rescue movie. And they say, well, how are we going to get Kris out of there? Because he's in a bunch of trouble. And he's not going to swear toys off or something. I don't know what the Burgermeister wants. Like, he wants him to, you know, submit and say toys are gross. So the school teacher, she decides to get him out of there. And I think she probably goes to, I don't know if she goes to the elves, but maybe she does. She goes to the wizard and she says, you remember your buddy Kris, right? And he says, yes, I do. He gave me this teddy bear or whatever. And she says, he's in trouble. And he says, I'm washed. She goes, we need some help. We need some magic to get him out of there. And he says, I'm all washed up. I don't have any magic left to say. I would save him, but I'm not good at, you know. And she goes, you got to believe in your heart. There's got to be something you could do. And he goes, well, what's the sitch? And she goes, well, he's like locked up in only way in, I think, is a chimney on the roof. And he goes, huh. He goes, they do have these magic acorns that I thought, I don't know, they're not, he goes, but I just had an idea. If we gave them to these reindeer, like, I think they would make the reindeer fly. And then I have an idea. And she goes, brilliant, do it. So he feeds these magic acorns to the reindeer. Reindeer gain the ability to fly. Then they, like, they go in, they fly in at night, they go rescue Chris from the thing. But Chris, you know, he can't let it go. He says, you know, we gotta, like, we gotta get to unite the people, to get rid of this despot. And, you know, he's just ruling by, you know, rules and not by the will of the people. And he's not even do, you know, he doesn't believe in this community. He goes, and actually I was raised in a, you know, a community. And I think this is a potential community too. He's getting in the way of it. And she goes, what's your plan? He goes, we'll put so many toys in there. And the attachment to the toys will be so strong that there's nothing he can do about it. It'll cause like a soft, he goes, it's like kind of a bit of soft power. This will be like the wooden revolution instead of the velvet one. And she was a school teacher. She goes, well, let's sit down. Let me actually go over what, and he goes, oh, so interesting. I actually learned the facts. But I didn't pay attention during that part. So then they plan it out. It's going to be Christmas Eve. I think it's winter solstice because it's the longest night of the year. But I'm not positive about that. But that would make sense, you know, fitting it in with everything. And so basically, he has a beard because he was going undercover. He's got the red suit, I think, because to stay warm and because that's what the elves made. So then he fills a sack of toys and goes down every chimney in this town and delivers presents. And I think he even came up with a list. A list of the people in the town that were like, okay, we're pro-toy. And he used it as a means of conducting the soft revolution to say, well, if you're good, if you treat people with dignity and respect and love and you try to step out of like your fear of other, and you accept, you practice acceptance and self-care, you'll get gifts. If you don't, I think he even says, you know, kids make mistakes too, but he goes, you know, try not to be exclusionary. Try to learn from your mistakes and be a little bit better every day. You know, like they teach on The Good Place, and he says, then I'll give you presents because that'll be a bribe. But he goes, it feels good. And you'll get some extra dopamine when you open up a gift. And ideally, you'll be reminded of that when you're playing with your toys. And the teacher said, isn't this training one form of influence for another? And he goes, don't worry about it. This is a good thing. And she says, well, seems like better. It's an alternative, I guess. So then they conduct that stuff by night, and they do it, and everybody gets a toy. Even maybe this is when the Burgermeister gets like a duck, like wooden duckies. And even his hangers-on get gifts, and basically he relents. I think he just gives up his power because he's overpowered by toys and joy, the joy of toys, the joyous toy revolution. And he steps down. He says, okay, toys are back. Communal living's back. Dignity and respect is back in number one. And that's how it all became holidays. So that's the end of this. That's kind of what I remember. So let me look it up, though, to see here on Wikipedia what actually is, you know, right and wrong. All right, so Wikipedia here. Let's see what we have, correct and incorrect. So it came out in 1970. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Stop-motion Christmas television special, Rankin and Bass. And, okay, so we have a couple of mistakes already. Fred Astaire is the narrator, S.D. Kluger. Mickey Rooney plays Kris Kringle in Santa Claus. Keenan Wynn is Winter Warlock. Paul Frees in various roles. And it tells a story based on the song Santa Claus is Coming Down by Eddie Cantor from 1934. And, like, Santa Claus's backstory. Special was created using Japanese stop-motion animation called Animagic. Characters made out of wood and plastic and stop-motion. Came out December 13th, 1970 on ABC. It was on ABC Family, which is now called Freeform. Though both channels have edited the special to make room for commercials, ABC cut two songs, as well as cut two other songs in half. Also, they've cut stuff with the kids. So I got to find the original version here. It's interesting. I didn't know that. The DVD releases include all those scenes. So the plot, S.D. Kluger, Fred Astaire, versus a newsreel talking about children of the world preparing for Christmas and Santa Claus. Though this movie's not Christmas related, I think, except at the end. Yeah, I mean, the Christian Christmas. That's like the North Pole mail delivery person, this S.D. Kluger. Starts reading children's letters to Santa. And the story begins in Sombertown, ruled by Burgermeister Meisterburger, voiced by Paul Frees. According to Wikipedia, a baby shows up on the doorstep named Klaus, and Meisterburger is supposed to raise the child. He says, no way. Sends the kid off to the orphanage, but on the way there, the wind blows the kid away. The animals hide the kid from the Winter Warlock, and then bring him to an elvish family by the name of Kringle in Rainbow River, led by Tanta Kringle, voiced by Joan Gardner, the queen, and her five brothers, Dingle, Wingle, Bingle, Tingle, and Zingle, all voiced by Freeze. They raised Chris as their own. They were originally the first toy makers to the king, which I remember that song, and Chris hopes to restore them. So when he's old enough, he volunteers to bring their toys to Sombertown. Burgermeister banned all toys because he tripped on one, which was a duck. And anybody having a toy is going to be busted. Chris meets a penguin who he names Topper. They dodge the Winter Warlock, who vows to catch them. And then he meets two kids, so I had that right. Gives them gifts as they're washing their stockings. Miss Jessica, the teacher, tells him what was she doing. He gives her a doll, a China doll. Then he gives more kids toys out. The Burgermeister comes, Chris gives him a yo-yo. At first he's happy, then he says, you're busted. Chris runs with Topper. They head back to the Kringles, but then they get busted by the Winter Warlock's trees. Chris gives him a locomotive, and then they become friends. The Winter Warlock teaches him how to use magic snowballs, which allow him to see everywhere. He finds Jessica. She tells him they got rid of all the toys, and the children want new ones, of course. And Chris says, okay, I'm going to keep an eye on these kids. They better be good, and I'll bring them more presents. So the Burgermeister hears about this, locks all the doors and windows. And then that's when Chris starts going in through the chimneys and hiding the toys in the stockings. Then the Burgermeister, you know, tricks Chris, busts him, Kringles, Topper, and Winter. Jessica begs for their release. He says, no way. Oh, wait, no, it does it, but Winter's not there because she asked Winter to break everyone out, but he's not. He says, all that magic I have left is this corn that makes reindeer fly. That could not be useful. And she says, yes, it is. Then everyone escapes. Yeah, but not before the Burgermeister swears that he'll never give up or his descendants. So then I guess Chris is on the run. That's why he grows a beard. Then Tanta says, she says, change your name to Klaus. Then he gets married on Christmas Eve to Jessica. Then they move to, I don't remember this part, move to the North Pole and build their own castle and workshop. Then Chris, he delivers toys at night because he's an outlaw. And then eventually it says, this is Wikipedia, so the Meisterburgers like fall out of favor organically and their laws, disappear. So then Chris becomes like popular and starts to be called Santa Claus. And Jessica gets the title Mrs. Claus. So I also believe she's like the archivist and the keeper of knowledge. But also, he decides to just do it one night a year. He turns like he's trying to pick the correct night. He chooses Christmas Eve because it's a night of profound love. And winter kind of tries to make snow everywhere, at least on the first Christmas. And then at the end, it polishes up with moral. S.D. Kluger says, that's the real meaning of Christmas, and now I got to get the toys out. And then everyone sings the song at the end during a parade with Topper, Winter, the Kringle family, and children. And I guess that's it. So I don't remember that last 10 minutes of the movie or the special. Musical numbers, let's go through it. First, Toy Makers to the King, I remember that one. No More Toy Makers to the King, that's by the other dude, Burgermeister. Be prepared to pay if you sit on my lap today. Put one foot in front of the other, I remember that one. My World is Beginning Today, I kind of remember that. Jessica sings it. A wedding song, or What Better Way to Tell You, and then Santa Claus. And actually, it was released on Rhino Records October 1st, 2002. So I don't know if that's on Spotify or anything. It was released on VHS and DVD numerous times. The 2005 DVD release has Mariah Carey singing the title song. It's also been in box sets. There was a novelization that came out in 2008. So a lot of interesting stuff. There's a video game on the Nintendo DS in 2011. So it's a little bit about what I remember and then some actual facts from the television special Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. I hope you have a great season and good night. I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. Tegan, Kelly, and Sheila. Thanks, and good night. Christopher, Tyler, and Jamie. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Melinda, Teresa, and Chris with a K. Thanks, and good night. Natasha, Aaron, and Sabra. Thanks, and good night. Catherine, Infinite, and Perry. Thanks, and good night. Karen, Mary, and Sarah, thanks, and good night. David, Reese, and Beth, thank you, thanks, and good night. Katrina, Abigail, and Willa, thank you, thanks, and good night. Scott, James, and Carla, thank you, thanks, and good night. Ryan, Susan, and Annette, thank you, thanks, and good night. Tessa, Elizabeth, and Rigel, thanks, and good night. Aurora, Jennifer, and Andrew, thanks, and good night. Cynthia, Karate, and Russell, thank you, thanks, and good night. Becky, Claudia, and Ashley, thank you, thanks, and good night. Marco, Jennifer, and Lisa, thanks, and good night. Randall, Jay, and Kimberly, thanks, and good night. Sean, Lucy, and Patrick, thank you, thanks, and good night. Brian, Kristen, and Madeline, thank you, thanks, and good night. Lisa, Lacey, and Emily, thanks, and good night. Connie, Ty, Jonathan, and Gail. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show on Patreon. Paradoxically, if patrons get ad-free, jingle-free, and thank-you-free episodes. So if you are listening this long and you say, well, I prefer these episodes without thank you, so you could become a patron, join all of them, because it keeps the podcast going and free for everybody. Really, the Patreon keeps the podcast going. Without it, wouldn't matter. It wouldn't be free or paid. So thank you, everybody that supports the show. It exists as a free podcast because the combination of the patrons and the people that support the sponsors, our merch store, come to the live shows. So I appreciate all that. That's how we're able to give this to you for free. Isn't that nice? A gift from people you don't, you know, it's pretty cool. Sleep With Me grows as a podcast because the people that simply spread the word. So if you have a chance, spread the word. Just let somebody know about the podcast. And speaking of spreading the word, here's a podcast I'd like you to know about. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.